We at Here and Now hate to use the R word, as in recession, but the U.S. economy shrank last quarter. The stock market dropped some 8% last month, and the Federal Reserve, well, this week it will likely raise the cost of borrowing. So what does it mean for all of us? Let's get some answers from Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. All right, Jill, not long ago we were talking about a post-pandemic boom, but now you write the supposed roaring 20s are morphing into a whimper. What happened? What morphed?
If we go back 2 years ago, we had a deep but short recession, a two-month recession, essentially, in the spring of 2020. And then to kind of get us through that deep freeze, the government sent out money, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates to zero. But then as things started to thaw, we did get into an overheated part of the economy, and we see inflation at 40-year highs. And now what's essentially happened is that inflation has stayed higher for longer. The Fed's raising interest rates, as you said, and the fear is that maybe they're going to raise rates by too much, and maybe we're just going to go into a recession simply because rates have to go higher to contain inflation.
The geeks, the financial geeks on Wall Street, specifically the bond market, are worrying about what happens to be a very reliable predictor of recession. Here comes a big phrase, the inverted yield curve. Normally, if I lend money to the bank short term, say 1 year, I get a small amount of interest. And if I lend longer term, I get more interest. But that's now upside down, right? I mean, what's going on? And is it that a lot of investors have more confidence in the longer term, but not the shorter term?
Well, I think that investors are worried that the Fed's just not going to be able to thread this needle of increasing rates without throwing the economy into a recession. So for this very short period of time, there was a little inversion where, gosh, you know, you could lend money to the government and get a higher interest rate for shorter term than longer term. Now, that relationship, that inversion, kind of has to stay inverted for 3 or 6 months before it like sort of predicts a recession. So we're not there yet, but you know, the wager is the Fed goes, raises rates, they go too far, we're in a recession, then they have to start lowering rates. And that's kind of the whole inversion bet. And we don't know when a recession is coming, but it is clear we do know that recessions come from time to time. It's not pleasant, but it is part of the economic cycle.
Yeah, I mean, and so here we might be again. If we're indeed heading into a recession or at least a softening, what do I do, say, if I'm saving for retirement or if I'm thinking of buying a house?
You remind yourself why you're investing. Most of it is for long term. You do know that you have a diversified portfolio. But by the way, that's not helping you so much right now, but in the long term, it will. You should really figure out if you need cash anytime soon within the next 12 months. If you do, you should free that money up. You should get a real grip on your own risk tolerance. And there are a lot of people who really worry about their portfolio so much that they're freaking out. And if you really do need help, I advise you to go find someone who will work in your best interest, a fiduciary advisor. You can find one at the CFP website at letsmakeaplan.org or NAPFA, the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors.org. These are places where you can get advice, but not everyone needs that advice. I just want to be clear, but take a deep breath. These periods usually are more anxiety-provoking than they are money-losing in the long term.
Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Great to be with you.